93.9 FM, KNZA.
Here we go with match number two here in this Axel Triangular. Jared Sluppy with you as we start to wind down the 2023 volleyball season. And it will be Axel that's actually back out here on the court once again with Jonathan West making their first appearance of the evening. This is the first meeting between these two teams here this season, believe it or not. And it comes in both teams' final triangular of the season following the TBL tournament coming up this weekend at Washington County. And we'll have full coverage of that up on our website, so be sure to stay tuned. MSCSports.net. So get you ready for this one. It's going to be starting here in about 3.5 minutes. Let's take a look at the standings in the Twin Valley League. After that win for Centralia, they moved to 7-4 in league play and 21-10, and are now in solo third in the Twin Valley League. And as for Axel, they fall to 5-7 and 11-19. They are in seventh in the league. Elsewhere, Hanover, they are still unbeaten atop the Twin Valley League, number two ranked team in class 1A-D2, according to the Kansas Volleyball Association's latest poll that came out late last week. They are 23-5 on the season overall. As for Valley Heights, they are a game up on Centralia at 7-2 and 20-9 on the year. They are ranked 8th in Class 1A in the latest poll. As for Centralia, they are ranked number 6 in 1A-D1. As mentioned, they are already in 3rd. Clifton Clyde in Washington County are tied for 4th at 6-4. With the Eagles at 18-10, Washington County Tigers are 16-11. Jonathan West enters the triangular at 5-4 in solo sixth place. Jonathan West and Frankfurt are tied for sixth place in the TVL. Jonathan West 15-12 on the year. As for Frankfurt, they are 5-4 as well, 18-11 on the regular season. As for Axel, as mentioned, they are in solo seventh, 5-7. 11-18. Lynn is in 8th at 4-6. 13-17 is their overall record. Onega is in 9th there, 2-8, 7-18. 10th place is Troy, 2-9, 2-19. And Blue Valley Randolph is also tied with Troy, 2-9. They are 6-22 on this season overall. So just a reminder that sub-states are coming up here very soon with states getting underway here in just a matter of weeks. So be sure to stay tuned again, once again, on our website, msesports.net, for all of the details of where we will be. And it is going to be a fun couple of weeks in terms of volleyball as it's wrapping up here right about when football is as well. And, oh, by the way, golf and tennis regionals, they have gotten underway as well. Got some details on how things went in that regard up on our website as well. So we are in full swing for postseason in fall sports. Really hard to believe that. It feels like just a week ago we were talking about how we were getting ready for the fall season. But here we are, blinking, it's October. And October means we have the end of the fall season. All right, so once again, it is Axel and Jonathan West that are going to be stepping up to the plate to take on each other here in this second match here in this Axel Triangular. Let's step aside for 30 seconds. We'll come back with your first serve here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, here we go with the second match. Jonathan West, led by hand coach Andrea Keller, after making state last year, getting third place in 1A-D1 in Dodge City. As for Axel, they are head coached by Aaron Durier, with the Eagles playing back-to-back matches to start the night instead of Centralia and Donovan West, two teams that are visitors here in this Axel Triangular. But for the Mustangs. Tegan Reno, the senior, Courtney Johnson, a freshman, Allie Foster, a senior, Brenna Eady, the junior, Hannah Albers, a senior, Melena Wettstein, a senior, Kaya Keller, a sophomore, Katie Johnson, a junior, Belle Smith, a sophomore, and Ava Gladhart, a senior. As for Axel, Malia Stolbomber, a junior, Kieran Smith, a junior, Kylie Smith, a junior, Callie McClellan, a sophomore, Chloe Strothman, a senior, Audrey Costell, a junior, Emma Hazenkamp, a senior, Kaylee Stammen, a senior, and Natalie Strothman, a sophomore for the Eagles. Those are your rosters. Let me get this thing underway. Jonathan West will be wearing black shorts with a white top as it kind of fades towards a navy on the bottom. And actually, they are actually navy shorts, not black, as the navy kind of fades from the middle of the jersey to the bottom where it's all navy, and then it blends really well into the shorts. It's a great-looking jersey with a orange collar and a Jonathan West Mustang kind of crest on the upper left shoulder blade. As for Axel, they have their blue jerseys with their black shorts with the red letters, white numbers, with corresponding shading on both of the letters and numbers with the white shading on the letters and the red shading on the numbers with kind of a red stripe going down from the shoulder to the elbow with an Axel script on both of the forearms as well. Got a bit of a Axel logo on the left shoulder and a Nike logo on the right shoulder. They're getting this one underway. It'll be Donovan West that will serve first. And it'll be Belle Smith, the sophomore, doing the honors. They'll be going from the near side to the far side. We are underway here in the second match as the return is not good. And it's going to be an ace for the Mustangs. The one thing about this Mustangs team, they get fired up after every point. That's what you love to see. You can create your own momentum. When you get fired up after every point, Mustangs are trying to do just that here once again tonight. After Costell could handle that first serve. This serve is also handled very well. They do keep it alive and send it over to Donovan West away after Kareem's down off of the pipe. And a kill, easy money for Katie Johnson, the junior. And this team being all as dominant as I remember them being last year in the state tournament. Right out of the gate. Great start for the Fangs. Step to the far side for Natalie Struffman. That's down for a kill, going around a couple of blockers. That was Katie Johnson and Hannah Albers that were there. And Axel will serve it as they trail 2-1 here in this first set. Goes to the right side. Return is not great from Kaya Keller, but they do get it over. Axel's size return goes in no man's land on the right side of the court in front of the net. And it's down for a Donovan West point. It's 3-1. So here comes the serve from Brenna Eady. Backward set up at the net, and it's too close to the net for Malia Stahlbomber. And a poor set makes it 4-1 in favor of Donovan West. Another serve from Eady. Return. That one goes right over the net once again. Axel having some trouble, making some mistakes here early. They do get it over, though. And that is good. Well done. That's white from Katie Johnson, the junior, in the middle of the court, just pushing it to her left. And it's 5-1, a dominant start for head coach Andrea Keller's crew. And timeout is called by head coach Aaron Duryea of Axel. It's outside for 30 seconds. It's 5-1 in favor of D-West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Coach Duryea just wanted a quick 15-second prep talk because they just went and played a point, and it was in favor of Donovan West. So it's now 6-1, Mustangs. Stahlbomber, a nice dig back right side. Belle Smith keeping it alive for D. West to send it over. Katie Johnson. And it'll be Smith moving to her right, setting this one up for Hannah Albers. And that one will be a violation four hits against Donica West, and Axel gets her second point of the set at 6-2. Excuse me. They're coming from Aaliyah Stahlbaumer, the junior. Turn good from Ava Gladhart. Here's a set to the left side, and Tegan Reno with her first touch of the match. It's set over. Return good from Katie Johnson. Sending it back to Reno. It's blocked, but returned by Edie. Hanging over is Reno for Donica West. Here's a set in the middle for Strothman, and that just trickles over and down for the kill. Nellie Strothman, the sophomore, gets the kill for the Eagles, and it's 6-3 now. A couple of big points back-to-back to get the Eagles right back in it, trying to do what they did against Centralia, and when they were starting to let things slip, they were able to get themselves right back in it, remain competitive, but of course they lost both of their sets against the Panthers. Katie Johnson tries to tip one down, and that one just unable to keep it alive as Axel, and Katie Johnson will get the point, and she will serve here. With Donovan West well in control at 7-3. Serve to the back right side. Turned by Kylie Smith. Sets this one up for McClellan. And that one is sent along. Too strong for Callie McClellan, the sophomore. And it's 8-3 in favor of the West. Johnson, once again, junior, turns that one. Or excuse me, beg your pardon, serves that one. Tipped over on the second try for Axel. Here's a setup. And Albers put a charge into one, but Axel ready for it. It's blocked at the net. Well done by Weckstein. And this one is sent over on a little set for Katie Johnson. Set to the right side. Just hit over by McClellan for Axel. Set back over to the left side. And Reno's blocked. But it goes out of bounds. Off the pull on the block. And it's 9-3, Donovan West. Three consecutive points. Now for the Mustangs, here's a set up for Kylie Smith, the setter, and that one gets through a couple of the West defenders. It's down for the kill. Axel trying to stay alive here, trailing by five. Natalie Strothman, the sophomore, to serve this one. And that one returned, cleaned by Edie. Here's a set to the left side, a big charge into one, and down for the kill from Elena Weckstein. Her first kill of the night, a senior, with a charge into that one for D. West, and it's now 10-4. Courtney Johnson, the freshman, checks in for the first time. There's a serve, goes back middle, return cleaned by Strothman. This is up for Smith, she's blocked by Weckstein. And this one was too strong for Axel, and take apart D. West. With yet another point, they have dominated this one and scored 11 of the first 15 points in this match. The serve goes back to Donica West on the return. A big windup for Weckstein, but she's blocked up front by Axel. And Reno hits one to the back far side. Return good from Nellie Strothman. Sending one up the right side, and Salmon gets the kill. Haley Salmon, the senior. That makes it 11-5. It's a little bit of a drop there for the Eagles. They'll bring in couple of substitutions. On the serve is Callie McClellan, the sophomore. The turn, not great, but pops up in the air for Belle Smith, and she'll set it over, a free ball for the Eagles. Set the far side for McClellan, and that one batted all around, and they do get it over on the third try to Axel's side, does the West. Middle of the floor, just tipped over. Weckstein gives it right back over. It's right back over by Hextall. Set to the left side. Reno, pressure block, but he gets through the blockers to Axel's side. They have to hit a free ball over with McClellan. Here's a set from Johnson, and West side pressure block, but he gets through to Axel. Second try, and third, they get it over. Well done by Axel. Here's a set, and from just beyond the attack line, it right to net for a little bit, bounces twice, gets over to Axel's side, set right back over. D. West with it now, set to the right side, and hit over by Bell Smith. What a rally here from both teams, and that gets through a couple blockers, and down for the kill. For Axel, it's Kaylee Salmon once again, the senior, from the right side, right up against the net, gets through a couple of blockers, and it's 11-6, so don't count Axel out just yet here in this first set as we approach the middle portions of set number one. As mentioned, these two teams have not met yet this year. Set in the middle for Weckstein, nice Gig stabs that one, pops up in the air for McClellan, and they get it over to the U.S. side. Set from Johnson, Reno back far corner, keeping alive briefly is McClellan, but it's down for the kill. Tegan Reno, the senior, gets that point for D. West. It's now 12-6. D. West, a pretty experienced team, bringing a lot back from last year's third-place state team, trying to get back there once again this year. It's lined up and into the net, and D. West with yet another point. 4, make that 5 seniors for Donovan West. Serve for Donovan West. Here's a set to the right side, and a good try by Salmon, and keeping it alive somehow, momentarily, but Brennan Eady can't get it over. Just keeping it alive momentarily. Maxwell gets the point. It's 13-7. That ball never got up above eye height. And we will wait for the JV ball to clear out of here. Now we're ready to go as Kylie Smith, the junior setter, will set this one in motion for the Eagles. Barely getting over the net. Great serve, but D-West is ready for it. It's hit over on the third try by Kaya Keller, and it's down for the kill as Axel wasn't ready for it. Put in a good spot by the junior. And with that, Keller gets this to a football score. It's 14-7 here in set number one. Ava Gladhart, another senior with a serve, and that one is well done. It's well put as it's hit right back over to Donovan West side on the first try. It was lifted on top of the net, but it's out of bounds by Audrey Kostel. Another point for D. West. It's 15-7. Actual Donovan West football teams will play next week. Football on the brain. There's a big windup from Strassman. That is too strong. And that makes it 16-7. Time for West trying to make quick work of the Axel Eagles here in set number one. Gladhart goes to the right side, return from Stahlbomber. Here's a set by Smith, right back to Stahlbomber at the net, and it's up against the net. Stahlbomber couldn't get to it. Makes it 17-7. 4 straight points for Donovan West. It starts to get out of hand, and a bad serve. That's going to be it, or not a bad serve, a bad return from Nellie Strothman, and that's going to be an ace. And substitution for the Mustangs. And that will be Allie Foster, the senior, checking in. Waiting for the official to let her check into the game. Now we're good to go as she comes in for Tegan Reno. She'll take a brief breather. Gladhart, another serve. Back middle for this one. Returned by Kieran Smith. Excuse me, beg your pardon, Kieran Smith. Not a great set, but it is able to be scrambled over by Bell Smith. Well done on the adjustment from the sophomore. Make a wind up and hit over by Kostel. Donovan West is ready for it. They hit a free ball over, however. Up against the net. Axel trying to keep it alive, and that'll be around the net. And that makes it 18. Make that 19-7. Serve in the middle. Not great. Keep it alive momentarily. Free ball hit over. Almost went long. Set to the left side. Big windup hit over by Kaya Keller. Actually ready for it. Chance from Sandman. Nice dig. Diving to her left was Courtney Johnson. They sent it over Axel's way. Set from Smith. Middle. And a big blast from Kostel. A good dig by Gladhart of Donovan West to get to Axel's side. Punched over to T. West. Here's a set from Johnson, and Katie Johnson sent it long, beg your pardon. Courtney Johnson was the setter. And Katie Johnson sent it wide. So Axel snaps a 7-point streak of all Donovan West. Makes it 19-8. We enter the final stretch here in this first set. Serve, back right, return, Gladhart. Set Courtney Johnson for Katie Johnson, and that one is down for the kill. Might have been deflected before it went out. I think it was by Kostel. Makes it 20-8. What a set it's been for D. West as Hannah Albers checks back into the game for the Mustangs. Checking in for Courtney Johnson. Service just grazing the net for Bell Smith that gets over. Takes this one up for Sandman. It's down for the kill, going from the front left to the back right. And Gladhart couldn't get into it. Makes it 20-9. Service will come from the Eagles here. Goes to the back right. Return from Kaya Keller. Beyond the attack line, Gladhart sends it over. Set to the right side. McClellan just tries to tip it over, and it's blocked by Katie Johnson back to the actual side. And down for the block for D-West. Katie Johnson, what a fantastic job she has done in her short career so far. 21-9 and a bad return. And that's going to be an ace. It's 22-9. Audrey Postel having some issues with some returns here so far this evening. The serve by Edie. That's a tough spot on the serve. Axel scrambling to get it over. They hit a free ball. Just barely getting over the net. Katie Johnson has it. She gets it right back. And that one is too wide on her kill attempt. Makes it 22-10. So the Eagles finally find double digits. But they still do trail by 12 here in this opening set. Service will be from Malia Stahlbaumer. Back left return by Reno. Here's the set. Back to Reno. Big swipe, and that one is too strong. Axel familiar with her own court with what's too long and what is in. Helping them there as it was close, but it is now 22-11. So back-to-back points now for the Eagles. Obama with the serve. Once again, going back left. That is too strong and out of bounds. Nice decision there by Tegan Reno. Good spatial awareness. Makes it 23-11. Just 2 points away from winning here in set number one. Katie Johnson to serve once again. Goes back right. Return good from Kylie Smith. Tennis one up for McClellan, and that one blasted wide, but it was not touched, I think. McClellan thought that was touch, but it was not. And then set point number one, it's 24-11. Serve is down for an eight. Well done by Brenna Edie, and that does it for set number one, 25-11, Mustang. We're going to go and step aside for a couple minutes. We'll come back with set number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Hanselland Radio.
We go to set number two after a dominant 25-11 win for Donovan West in set number one. What a job by Katie Johnson, Tegan Reno, and Melina Wettstein among those dominant up front for the Mustangs as we flip the court. We've got Celeste now working from the back to the front. And Axel working from front to back as the Eagles will serve it to start out set number two, and here we go. The turn is good for Gladhart. Here's a setup for Katie Johnson. It's down for a big old kill biggest blast of the night from anybody. And the Mustangs starting out how they finished in set number one. Brenna Eady, the libero for the West with the service. Return clean from Leah Stahlbaumer. Set this one up. Not a great set, though, as it's punched over and long from Natalie Strothman. Now for Axel. It's a lot of miscommunication, a lot of mistakes. Four returns as well. This return isn't very good for the Eagles. They'll send a free ball over. It's 2-0, Jonathan West. Here's a set for Katie Johnson once again, and that is down for another big old blast. Pass Audrey Kostel, the junior, makes it 3-0. Making a statement early is Coach Keller's crew. This return goes right at the net. A chance for Strothman, but it's blocked. They do get it over, though. So for Reno, that's deflected. A couple of blockers got a hand on it through to the Axel side. It's still a free ball. It's touched back to Axel side. It's going to be a jump ball. Because, well, I'm not quite sure why. I think we might have had the JV ball court, or the JV ball squirt onto our court. I didn't see it, though. But either way, it is going to be a jump ball, and we'll do it again. That's the right side return. Stahlbaumer goes right at the net, and they just punch it over. This one from Jonathan West right at the net, and Axel is able to capitalize their first points on the Jonathan West mistake. As that return went right on top of the net, Strothman was right there. Service from Malia Stahlbaumer with a 3-1 deficit. Make it 4-1 because that is a service error from the junior. Katie Johnson will now serve for the West. Comes the serve. Back middle. Return not good. Into the net. They do get it over, though. And a nice blast because Katie Johnson couldn't handle it. Naxel somehow able to get up, able to get a point there after a bad return. Well done by the Eagles to scramble. And that makes it 4-2 with Natalie Strothman, the sophomore, serving for Axel. That one just grazing the net. That's going to be an ace. Gets that one past Bell Smith, the sophomore, right in the middle. Pitching a little bit of a break, and she will serve again. This time she'll work from the left side of the court. Strothman in with the service to the back right. Return by Reno, not great. Eady sets it up front. Gives him a shot as the hit over is partially blocked, Axel, and they get it over to Z-West. Here's a set to the right side. Reno, big swipe down for the kill. In between a couple of Axel defenders, including Strothman, moving to her right, couldn't handle it. Makes it 5-3. Jonathan West, after Axel able to rally back and get within one. Service now coming from Courtney Johnson, the freshman. Here's a set in the middle, and that one blasted the back line, but Edie ready for it. Tipped over to Axel's side up front. Here's a set in the middle, and a big attack is too long from Audrey Kostel. A good try there from the junior, and she kind of afterwards flicks her wrist as if to say, didn't quite get that wrist over and get that spin on the ball that I wanted. 6-3 now our score, D West. Kostel with a return. Set up in the air. Right back to Kostel, tipping over a defender. That's down for the kill. Wettstein and Smith were the blockers for Centralia, but they couldn't get that one. Checking in for Axel is Kaylee Salmon, the senior. She's had a nice evening so far. 6-4 our score as that serve goes way too strong from Callie McClellan. Makes it 7-4. The U.S. after a really good start has kind of let up just a little bit, but they still do have a early 3-point lead. Turn the middle good from Axel. Here's a set from Stahlbaumer. Big wind up and too strong from beyond the attack line for Natalie Strothman, trying to make too much happen with too little. And Jonathan West makes the pay. 8-4. Reno, the senior, serving for the U.S. Here's a set once again by Stahlbaumer. And that one is down back left. Well done there by Audrey Kostel, placing that one in the corner. Makes 8-5. Axel hanging around here in the second set. Jonathan West trying to put the Eagles away here in two. Service back middle, returned by Edie, hit up in the air by Courtney Johnson, and sent she strong up front. And it's now 8-6. The deficit now cut to just two. Another serve coming from Kylie Smith, the junior setter for the Eagles. She does play some hitter as well. There's a serve, goes back right. Return from Kaya Keller. Tip over by Keller. Here's a set from Stahlbaumer, and that one partially deflected on the hit from Sandman, and it goes out of bounds, and we have a one-point set, 8-7. The serve goes same spot, return by Keller, hit up in the air, right back to Keller by Edie, and that one almost getting through, but not quite. Setting this one for Kostol, but Malcolm West ready for it. Get through a couple attackers, that's Keller. This one hit over to the back line for Edie. Here's a set to the right side, hit over by Keller to the back line, Axel ready for it. Here's a set to the front left, that one hit over, and diving for it, but can't get it. It's Sagan Reno, the senior. And we are tied. It's 8-8 here in set number two. What a rally for the Eagles. There's a stir, goes back right, returned by Keller, not great. And they're going to say that's a left because the Axel football team has shuffled in right in front of me to my right. And all of a sudden, the Eagles, they've scored five in a row, and it's 9-8, Axel with the lead. Good serve, back middle, and that's down for an ace in front of the diving Kagan Reno. The senior couldn't get to it. It's a two-point lead for Axel. Timeout called by head coach Andrea Keller for Jonathan West. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Axel has scored six in a row and have taken a 10-8 lead here in set number two. Jared Sluppywag with you with some TBL volleyball here on 103.9 FM KNZA. And it will be Kylie Smith doing the serving, the junior. Goes to work from the right side, and the return is not great from Reno. Edie does get to it, though. It'll be a free ball sent over. Back middle. On the return is Strothman. Here's a set to the left side. Miscommunication. A couple girls running into each other, but they get it to Donovan West side. Tip over. Not quite able to get it down. Battle the net. Won by Axel. To Donovan West side to send it back over. Here's a set for Axel. In the middle, Kostol can't quite get that one down. Returned by Courtney Johnson. Big windup for Keller. That's down for the kill. From the middle right portion of the court to the back middle. And it's 10-9. Donovan West's deficit is down to one. And Ava Gladhart, the senior, checks in, and she'll serve it here. Just set to the right side. Kostol puts it into the net. That'll be four hits. And we are tied once again, 10-10. A fantastic timeout in retrospect by Coach Keller of Donovan West. Oh, a bad serve there for Gladhart. Went off the palm of her hand, and didn't even make it to the net. And Axel reclaims a one-point lead. So for Kostol, front middle, set to the right side for Katie Johnson, who's been quiet as of late, but she gets the kill here. Katie Johnson got to a nice start early in the second set, but she's been quiet. But she's kind of been on the back line a little bit, and taking some rest on the bench, but now she's back in, up on that front, a big chance for the Mustangs to try to take the momentum back as we are tied 11-11 here in set number two, as Axel matches their set total in set number one. There's a set to the right side, and lining up, and that is too strong for Kaylee Sandman, the senior. Donovan West back in front by one. Service will be from the sophomore, Belle Smith. She'll go to work from the middle. Goes to the right side, return, and no return because that is going to be too strong. Sent long on the service error, we are tied once again. 12-12. Back and forth we go. after a great start by Axel, or beg your pardon, Donovan West, Axel surging back. There's a big windup from Keller that's deflected over D. West. Nice little tip, but D. West is ready for it. Sending one up for Katie Johnson, sends that one down for the kill. They just need to find her more often. They make it 13-12. You can say the same thing about Natalie Strothman and Audrey Kostel of Axel. Just find where those two are, give them a chance. Turn clean from Axel. Here's the set from Kylie Smith for the left side for McClellan. D. West ready for it. Reno is blocked, is punched up in the air, and set over by Axel. And scrambling to get it over, and they just do with Hannah Albers. Here's a set to the left middle, and trying to tip it over, and too short. Shorthanding it was Callie McClellan. And Donovan West with a couple of points in a row to make it 14-12. Service from Edie goes to the right side, returned by Stahlbomber. Here's a setup for Strothman. It's at the net, and Katie Johnson, an easy dunk down right over on top of the net. And it's now three straight for Donovan West. It's 15-12. Mustangs making quick work here, trying to do a little bit of hurry up here. Three balls can be hit over to the backside. Gladhart with it. Here's a set for Katie Johnson. Down for the kill. Katie Johnson, you can just tell, was going to set up perfectly. That was a great set from Hannah Albers, a senior. And a timeout is called from Coach Durier of Axel. We'll take it with them. It's 16-12. Donovan West back in front, back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meat satisfaction.
Kansaland Radio.
Four straight points for the Mustangs. They lead here in set number two, 16-12, after winning set number one, 25-11. Edie with the serve for the Mustangs. Bad return on the back middle for Axel. It makes it 17-12. Right out of the break. Coach Keller's crew leaving it where they left off. Serve back middle, another bad return. Kostel had a tough time in set number one, and she struggles with this one, and now a substitution for the Eagles. It will be Malia Stahlbomber, beg your pardon, actually, Avery Busting, a sophomore, coming from over from the JV court to check in here. Now return is good. Hit over by Stahlbomber, beg your pardon, Strothman. Here's a set to the right side, and a bad set. It's wide of the mark, trying to find Hannah Albers up against the net. And that makes it 18-13. So a big time point for Coach Durier's crew. 18-13 our score. Here's the serve. The right side, returned by Reno. Set up back to Reno, getting it over a defender. Nice dig by Stahlbomber. Sending one up for Strothman. Down for a big time kill. Back middle is where she placed that one. It's back to a four-point set. Trying to rally late here in set number two and extend this to a third set. Can they do it? And the serve is going to go long and wide of Tegan Reno. And that's going to be a service error. Makes it 19-14. Substitution for the West brings Melina Wettstein into the game. And serving for the Mustangs is Allie Foster, the senior. She'll go middle with it. And they'll send a free wall over. Not a great return once again for the Eagles. Set the far side for Reno, and that is too strong on the blast from the senior. It makes it 19-15. The Eagles continue to hang around. Can they strike and get back and make this a competitive set once again? Here's a serve in front of Reno. She returns it. Set this one up for Wettstein. It's blocked and out of bounds on the block. Wettstein gets the kill, makes it 20-15. They approach that final stretch. 5 points away from putting this match on ice. Courtney Johnson, the freshman, to serve. Johnston, the lone freshman on the varsity squad. And that's a double hit. Going to be called against the Eagles on the return as the Eagles continue to struggle. fielding gone for West Service. Back middle with it. This one is good. Here's a set from Stahlbaumer. Well, the attack line, excuse me, for Strothman gets it over. Chance for Wittstein. Puts the tail in the back left corner. 22-15. And looking more and more like Jonathan West pulling away. Axel hanging around 12-12. We're going to score 1 point. Step in the air. Middle for Kylie Smith. And she puts the tail down. Try to inject some life into that Axel side. Andre Kostel checking back in after sitting for a few plays. And serving it is Callie McClellan, the sophomore. There's a serve. Turned by Edie. Goes in out-of-bounds territory, but it's brought back in and sent it on over on a free ball. Miscommunication for Axel. They'll send a free ball over. Goes to the back line, and that is down. They get a point on the free ball. And Axel now within five. It's 22-17. Still a long uphill climb for the Eagles, but trying to make this more interesting. McClellan puts that in a good spot. Edie has to work for it, but she gets it. Wettstein just puts it past a couple of blockers. That's poked back over to Donovan Westside. Here's a set up for Wettstein once again, and it's down for the kill. Beautiful set from Mel Smith. She's doing a fantastic job here in the second set. Haven't said her name enough, though. She has been fantastic for the Mustangs, giving the likes of Wettstein, Reno, Johnson some good looks at it. Reno with a serve up 23-17 for D-West. The turn is good. Here's a set for Stahlbaumer to the right side, and Allie Smith with the kill. Near the net on the right side. It's 23-18. U.S. just 2 points away from winning this match here in two sets. So it's Axel trying to rally back. Smith with a serve. Return is clean. Popped up in the air. Keller will hit it over. And that is down. It's in a spot where there nobody was for Axel. Not really intended to do anything with it. It was Kaya Keller, the sophomore. But they get the point. It's match point number one. 24-18 our score. Here's a serve, back right, return not great, but they do get it there, and it's punched over by Stahlbaumer. It's a miscommunication as there and a couple teammates collide. And that one on the back line is down. Audrey Kostel sends it to the back line. Kind of a sloppy point but for Axel, but they do get it regardless. It's 24-19. Audrey Kostel, the junior of the serve, flips the net, but the U.S. ready for it. His swipe is blocked to the net on an attempt from Bell Smith, but Stahlbaumer and Natalie Strothman were there for it. It's 24-20. Return from Reno, up in the air by Johnson to Johnson. Chance for Stahlbaumer's blocked, but kept alive for the Eagles. This is Strothman, put to the back line, kept in play. Keller, back right side. Nice dig from Kostel. Hit in the air by Smith, giving Strothman a chance. Back wide, and she can't get to it. Courtney Johnson moving to her right, couldn't get to it. It's 24-21. Axel with a late surge. Here's the serve. The middle return is clean. Katie Johnson with the opportunity to put this on ice, and puts it into the net. A rare mistake on attempt from Johnson. Timeout is called by Coach Keller, as it is a 2-point set. It's 24-22. It was 24-18 at one point, but four straight from Axel has got them right back in this match. It's a 30-second break. Let's take it here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Here we go, 24-22, Jonathan West. Katie Johnson, an opportunity to put it away. She's blocked to the net. Gets alive for D-West. Miscommunication. They do get it over, though. Battle at the net. Punched over to D-West side. Here's a set up for Katie Johnson. That's blocked again. Over to Axel's side, though. They'll set it over. Big point here, 24-22. Chance for Keller. She gets it down, and that is it. Kaya Keller puts the match away, 25-22, but Axel does make it interesting. D-West wins 25-11, 25-22. We'll wrap this one up coming up here in just a bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. DynaGro Seed, your home field advantage.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
With harvest underway, Community National Bank wants to thank all of our local farmers by feeding them a lunch on Friday, October 13th. Stop by the Morrill Elevator from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and get a free meal. Brats will be served. All you have to do is show up to the Morrill Elevator and show up hungry. Thank a farmer. And the way Community National Bank is thanking farmers is providing a meal on Friday, October 13th at the Morrill Elevator from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
KNZA.
Back here in Axel as Jonathan West wins over Axel 25-11, 25-22. In set number one, Jonathan West was pretty much dominant wire to wire. Katie Johnson taking Reno, Melina Wettstein dominant up front, getting kills left and right. And got them to that win by 14 points in the opening set. Got to a strong start in set number two, but Axel came surging back and made it super competitive throughout. But it was Jonathan West pulling away late. A late rally from Axel made it interesting that the U.S. holds on for a 25-11, 25-22 match victory. So for the standings, Axel falls to 5-8 in league play. 11-20 is now their overall record. As for Jonathan West, they improved to 6-4. They are now tied for fourth. DL with the Clifton Clyde of Washington County, they are now 16-12 on the race. We're going to take about an 8-minute break, and we'll be back here between Jonathan West and TBL Voice.